Arresting the Gun. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. Some states have been responding to mass shootings by passing what are called red flag laws, named for the red flags in the shooter's background that always seem so obvious in hindsight. These laws allow a court to consider red flags ahead of time, and if those flags are red enough, a judge can order that person's weapons removed. Obviously, you can't arrest a person for what he hasn't done yet, so states arrest his guns instead, which this man finds ridiculous.
It basically goes after the 2nd, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th Amendments.
Philip Van Cleve is president of the Virginia Citizens Defense League, a group that considers the NRA moderate and that considers red flag laws not only unconstitutional, but illogical.
They're all about gun confiscation. If it was about helping somebody or preventing a crime, they would do something with the individual. He's the danger.
So where does that idea lead us? Well, if you believe that the Constitution protects easy access to powerful weapons, it means you have a choice: to accept the occasional mass shooting, or to conclude that in an armed society, if someone sends up red flags, his weapons should be left alone, but he should be confiscated until he's well-regulated enough to be trusted with a military-style semi-automatic and unlimited ammo. Shouldn't be too hard. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.